Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, is this hour's code word?
I got this story about wieners, and we only had Yuzette here to comment as a professional, you know, as someone who's had more than the one.
Right.
You know, but it was something about how the majority of men think of themselves as growers, not showers, but it turns out they don't really grow enough to be considered growers.
Like, oh, really?
Most men are showers. And I thought, that's weird.
In my opinion, I felt that I've dealt with growers.
Absolutely.
But we thought, well, Sarah's been with the most men on the whole show.
Yeah,
so.
Well, six or seven. So, no, I would say the majority of dudes are full-on growers.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing impressive about it, except when it's really impressive. Sometimes you're like, holy crap, I hope that doesn't grow.
They say most of them only grow, they grow under 2 inches.
2 inches would be a significant growth, wouldn't it? I mean, if it's just whatever you got dangling. And
there are times when I'm at a normal state where 2 inches wouldn't be nearly enough. No, it goes way more than that in its growth state.
I think that they're generally unimpressive.
Yeah.
In their not awake.
Happy.
When they're sleeping. When those little things are sleeping, they're little things.
I'm guessing I fully believe
that most people are growers.
That all the growers scurry around the gym hiding in corners so that no one sees them, and it's only the guys who are showers who are like, boom.
Da
boom. 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 I'm walking down the middle of the pathway with no towel on. Check me out
it's
over
like
here.
It's like I'm at the circus.
Right. So that must be what's going on.
Yeah.
All of us, you know, scurrying
around. All the regular guys, yeah.
Like, hey.
I mean, I knew a guy who was fairly impressive, like bigger than average, who looked absolutely normal. And like if you had to guess, you'd be like, oh, that's not a very big one.
Hmm. Anyway,
say, hey, most guys are growers.
The word to text is
I don't know all the
well,
guys.
Not
grow.
According to stat.
Right?
Yeah.
Grow.
Grow is the code word, yes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's not where you text grow.
I thought it was going to be about gardening. I was all excited.
No, it's about wieners.
I should have known.
Of course.
Well, you're multi-talented, Sarah.
I do know a lot of things.
Right.
About
movie
growing.
Review in 5 minutes, everyone.
Oh, right.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
510
cow.
Says, so okay, don't
here?
Waste time. Don't blow
Sorry.
It.
Oh
I need
God.
These minutes. 510 says, so glad to hear Hooman embraces Asian-ness and for knowing geography. When he posted a pic on IG from seeing the crazy movie, I thought, what a great photo of Asians.
That's right.
There you go.
Proud.
It's amazing.
Hashtag proud.
So Bonnie got Salad her first puffy top?
Yep.
Why didn't he get her a teddy instead? I didn't know she'd get addicted to it. I didn't know
and
it was going to
become.
And I think
it'd be a little weird if you got me a teddy.
I actually think those jackets are wonderful and they're versatile and warm and comfy. And
oh,
I
they're the best.
But I didn't know that she'd just put it on and then never take it off.
Yeah. I take it off sometimes, like when I go to sleep.
Right. 707 says, $5 a weed. Yes, that I was a teenager seeking out drug houses in Santa Ana, California, and that was not a place for a teenager.
No.
And I just was trying to say, it makes me happy that pot being legalized will become safer for people to get their hands on.
Right.
Because
but teenagers shouldn't have any part of that anyway.
Whatever, that's what I was up to. And those houses were always changing and always moving, and you'd hear word, it's on this address, and you'd be like, I hope I got the address right.
Not knocking on some
you
angry
needed a corner
person's.
Store like I had.
Yeah, we didn't have that either.
You could walk right in there, get whatever she needed.
Yep, in my school uniform.
Anything, just weed or anything?
Well, there was purchase of alcohol. There was purchase of weed, mescaline.
Oh, mescaline.
I never did that.
Acid.
Acid. Oh.
Yeah.
I did that. The house is in Santa Ana.
I didn't buy it, of course.
Sold pot and cocaine.
Oh.
But pot was my thing, and there
well, plus
I am.
Plus, that was what you could afford. Right. I mean, you had $5.
$5.
So,
you know. I didn't eat lunch today. I'm here for two doobies. Let's see here. It says Aerosmith spelt differently on the side of the van. It was an archery repair business. Ha ha, you're bad.
What?
Did they used to go by a different spelling for their name?
I didn't even look at the spelling. Do you still have the pictures of the truck?
I don't.
Oh, hold on. I have it.
I think I gave them back
to you.
Hang on.
Oh, this is not the full picture. I'm going to see. Ouch.
Are you sure it's not in that pile somewhere, Vinny?
Could I say I'm sure? No.
It's here.
I could not. Oh, you found it.
Maybe.
Let's see.
No, this is an outside land.
Let's see. A-E-R-O.
A-E-R, yeah.
S-M. I can't tell if there's an I-T-H or if it's just a T.
It's A-E-R-O. That's the way they spell it.
That's how they spell
it. That's them.
Yeah, it looks same.
707 says, La La Land was a mediocre movie filled with so-so music and terrible dancing. Meh.
I liked it.
I agree with Bonnie on La La Land. I watch movies for make-believe and happy endings, not to watch reality. I love musicals, but didn't care for La La Land. Did S&V discuss Big Brother already? There's a huge fight that took place yesterday in the house. There was a house meeting that hopefully makes tonight's show.
Oh, let's hope. Unfortunately, tonight's show's getting screwed over by football. God, it's not even a real game. It's a preseason game. No. Don't screw up my show.
The guys were handsome but didn't dance well.
This
and Yuzi's gay friend got humped on.
Oh, fun. This must have been from the
And it says it's from Danielle from Big Brother.
Oh, she was there?
She was Danielle. Oh,
Danielle
hey,
from Big Brother
our friend Rudy.
Yuzi can't hear us anymore. She got her headphones off.
Well, that's too bad.
We'll just talk about that tomorrow.
All right.
Set that aside. Give it to me and I'll give it back to you in the morning.
That's cool. In a riptide, aren't you supposed to swim horizontally to get out of it? Yes, to be exact, that would be... I didn't realize I was...
But don't fight it.
Right, you don't swim against it was the point I was trying to make.
Or try to get to shore. You just swim, try to angle yourself in.
To get out of the tide, and then you can swim your way in.
Don't exhaust yourself trying to exit.
That was what I was trying to say, is most people just swim against it and find themselves out of gas completely. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to another fantastic movie review segment. Before we get to Rudy and the film Meg, a lot of people have been writing in wondering why I haven't seen Blindspotting. I went and saw it yesterday, and I'm going to give you a quick 1 minute on it. So this movie takes place in Oakland, and it's kind of a buddy comedy, but it's also a buddy drama. So it's a dramedy. It's a buddy dramedy. So it's this guy, David Diggs, and... It seems like this guy, Rafael Casal, is his friend in real life and they're writing partners. And it took them 9 years to make this film. And if you know Oakland or if you're from Oakland, this film will resonate with you tremendously. So, it's Oakland-centered. It's Oakland-centric. It's all about all the things that the people of Oakland deal with, where it tackles racism and police brutality and startups and the startup culture and social media and gentrification. All of these things are embodied in this film. So the quick plot is David is a felon, okay? And he's on probation for 1 year. So the film focuses on the last 3 days of this guy's probation. Oh. Will David break the rules and end up back in jail? Or will he make it to the finish line? And as I'm watching this film, I'm like, bro, just stay in your apartment for 72 hours, but you wouldn't have a movie then. And this guy goes out, and he's got to be home at 11 p.m. every night. I would have put the pillow over my head and just rode this to the finish line.
But like you said, no movie.
No movie.
It's a movie.
There would be no movie.
Right.
So this film is really over 3 days, and it's tense. It's very tense because everything comes against David. Everything. So the film's climax is really the last 7 minutes of the film, and I thought the payoff was great. I talked to Kaneva, our intern, who also saw it. He didn't love the movie.
Oh.
The movie has 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. I can see why a lot of people loved it. It's not for everyone. I mean,
The tension at the end is phenomenal. But, you know, you've got to be into the spoken poetry and the rapping as dialogue, the Hamilton-esque kind of stuff, because they have so many things they need to pack into such a small time frame. And the way they could do it was with the rapping, with the spoken poetry. I liked it. I didn't love it. I know if you're from Oakland, this is the greatest film ever made. I'll give it 3.5 Persians. All right, everyone. Here is your review of a film called Meg. Jason Statham, Bing Bing Lee, and Ruby Rose. Bing Bing Lee is a very big Chinese actress.
She's huge.
She's a
huge,
big deal.
She's big time.
So in this film, a group of scientists discover that at the bottom of the Meridian Trench, the deepest known point of the Earth's ocean, at 10,900 feet, guess what they discover?
A giant shark.
A gaseous frozen layer. And underneath that gaseous frozen layer exists another ocean.
Ooh.
An ocean below the ocean. And when they break through, they discover an entirely new world. A whole
new world.
A new fantastic point of view.
Why aren't
a
you in there?
Fantastic point of view.
He's not playing any of our sound effects. Anyway, that's exactly right. A whole new world of amazing sea creatures, as well as a megalodon.
Uh-oh. Only one?
Say it the way Jason Statham says it,
we don't want to give away too much.
Say it the way Statham says it.
How does he say it?
A megalodon. A megalodon. That's how he says it.
So this is a giant shark that existed on Earth 2.6 million years ago. So real quickly, for you to understand what a megalodon is, they were, we believe, 60 feet long. So a great white shark is 15 feet. So let's just put these in comparison. So
Jaws had to be bigger than 15 feet.
All right, maybe 20.
I think Jaws was a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But the Meg was way bigger.
The tooth of a megalodon is the size of your entire hand, from your wrist to the tip of your middle finger.
It's a good size tooth.
That's
a big tooth.
Right. And so a great white shark's tooth is 3 inches.
Oh.
Okay.
And then in this film, there's a super megalodon, and that's 75 feet.
Oh, geez. So there's more than one megalodon?
It's like
we don't
want to
give away anything. Stop asking that question. You asked it twice already. What'd you say?
I said it's like the Mama Meg.
Yes. And then
Mama Mega. And then
the great white shark has 50 teeth in its mouth, but a megalodon has 275 teeth.
All right.
It's too much.
All teeth.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And so 3 6-foot-5 men can sit in the mouth of a megalodon, 3 of them.
That's huge. That's like the front court for a basketball team. That's
good thing they're not real.
Rudy,
well, it's a prehistoric animal.
Let's start with the positive.
Yes.
How awesome did the Meg look in IMAX on that huge screen?
I got to that was fun. It was fun to see this huge prehistoric just monster on this huge screen. I think it obviously, you know, the Meg is about this giant animal. You see it on a giant screen, so you have a fun time. So those two things matched up quite nicely. That was definitely like the fun part of this entire movie.
At any moment, did you feel overwhelmed seeing this shark just feast, have this gluttonous feast on all these people? At one point, there's a buffet.
Yeah, it is. It did. But just like Human said, at one point, okay. Here's the thing. This movie was fun. This movie knew that it was silly. This movie didn't take itself too seriously, and I appreciate that. But I almost feel like because it was PG-13, that's actually one of the things that bothered me. I wish it was rated R because I wanted to see more gore. I wanted to see some more, you know, chomping moments.
Huh? Because that's what you're there for.
It's the Meg. You know, I didn't come to see 275 teeth just so we could just kind of swim through the water. Like, I wanted to see more gore. And I'm attaching that directly to the fact that it was PG-13 and not rated R. If it had been rated R, we would have seen a lot more chomping.
There's a moment where
Vinny's hand is up.
Yes
Vinny?
Did any surfers get away in the story, or do they all lose?
No, there's people that are able to swim away. I mean, there's this moment where he's on this beach, the Meg, and
he's on the beach?
Well, he's near the beach.
He's like hunting in the beach.
And there's, you know, maybe like 5,000 Chinese people.
Those are crowded beaches.
Yeah,
it's very crowded.
And so that's the buffet scene.
And Vinny, to answer your question, though, some people did actually get away because not even the Meg can eat everybody.
Yeah, he can't eat everybody.
Some people are going to get away.
Yeah.
You might lose a limb.
You're telling me his whole mouth was filled with humans And when there was no room for more people, those people got away.
Those ones scattered out.
Oh man, that's bad.
I mean, what would you have done? You're a surfer. You would have tried to get away as well. You're not just going to hang around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Meg.
You punch him in the nose, Vin.
Yeah. But you hit him in the gills.
Everybody knows that.
You have to get five huge dolphins to fight the Meg.
He wasn't just going for people. He wanted like the floaties, the people in floaties. Like he was going after objects in the water.
He was a bully.
Yeah, he was a bully. He wanted to go after the people that were show-offs. So how's everything else? Let's talk about the dialogue. How's the dialogue and the acting in this film?
Let's be honest. The dialogue was ridiculous.
It was
terrible. And I'm talking about to the point where it just wasn't just me and Hooman looking at each other, like laughing at some of these lame lines that were being exchanged. I mean, I'm talking about people literally laughing out loud and snickering in the middle of a serious exchange during certain parts of the movie, because that's how cheesy and corny the writing and the acting were. But again, I appreciate that. Because I know that they clearly let me know from the jump, hey, we're not taking ourselves seriously. Mm. We just spent $150 million writing a story about a 75-foot shark. Don't expect, you know, a classic tale. You know, just this is a cheesy, corny movie, and we're going to present it as such.
So just to give you an idea of how bad the dialogue is, I'm going to tell you about one of the scenes in the film. So this is a combination of bad dialogue, bad staging, bad crafting, bad everything. So there's this moment where what's the girl's name? Bing Bing Ling. Bing Bing Lee is sad about something. I don't want to give away what, but she's sad about something.
Did one of her people get eaten?
Yeah, somebody got killed.
Somebody got chomped up.
Yeah, we don't want to give it away. Someone of her, someone close to her. Anyway, so she's sad, and like Jason Statham wants to comfort her, okay? So he's literally standing right next to her, and he goes, and she has her back turned to him, and he's standing there, and he goes, "May I come in?" I'm like, bro, you're already inside. You're already in. Like, going where? You're already sitting on top of her.
You're like reading her text messages over her shoulder. Yeah. You're already in.
Did he mean like, may I come into your?
You're like emotional vacuum.
I think that's what he meant.
Will you let me in?
Will you let me into your pain?
I think they just edited it wrong.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was.
I think that's what they meant to say. Yeah, but if you're standing next to someone, like if you're sitting at the door, you can say, "May I come in?" But if you're sitting on top of someone, you're already in.
Right.
Just
start the conversation. Yeah, or get out. One of the two.
In this film, there are whites.
he's a grower. He's a grower. That's what he was.
Yeah, he's a grower. Yeah. All right.
I was listening to that conversation, and I just kept on nodding my head like, damn, you guys are right. You guys are absolutely right about that.
So in this film, there's whites, there's Asians, there's blacks, there's gays, there's obese people, there's a Middle Eastern guy.
Oh, my God.
But something was missing. Where were the Latinos?
Hey, where were the Latinos?
I had to look at myself, and I was like, the Meg doesn't have one Mexican? What's up with that? This makes no... I was like, we like
maybe
seafood?
Maybe the Mexicans were just too smart to be in the ocean that day.
Yeah. The Meg didn't want Mexicans.
Oh, I just said that like 20 seconds ago.
I know, but you didn't acknowledge it.
That's why I don't prepare.
No, we all were like, that's good.
Yeah, that was good for the moment.
I thought, you know, they were going to represent all the ethnicities, but it was clearly no Latinos.
No Latinos under the sea.
At all.
They're still trying to figure out. we're still trying to figure out how to stay on the surface, so we're not ready to go under the sea yet.
So this film seemed like an ad for Chinese tourism. It reminded me of another horrible film that the Chinese funded.
The Great Wall.
The Great Wall, Bryn!
Starring Matt Damon.
Remember The Great Wall?
It was the Man Bun movie. That was a great movie.
It was comparable to this movie, not just in the fact that it was a huge commercial for like Chinese products, because the Chinese funded this entire movie.
Yeah.
But shout out to Shanghai Beer, because that was
everywhere. There's a scene where everyone in the scene is drinking beer while they're talking. I'm like, come on.
And they're clearly pointing the label to the camera, like, wherever, like the whole movie is focused on the label
every
of the Shanghai
somebody,
beer.
Every time somebody would walk in as they're talking, Jason Statham would go up to the fridge and go, "Hey man, you need a beer."
Yeah,
and he had another beer. Really, another beer?
It got ridiculous when he offered the Meg a Shanghai. I was like, "Come on, man, this is just the sharks don't drink beer, sir." this is comparable to the Great Wall because the endorsements and whatnot, but also because the Great Wall, here's the difference though. The Great Wall was corny and its CGI and the graphics and the dialogue were really bad, but It didn't accept the fact. The Great Wall didn't accept the fact that it was a ridiculous movie.
That's right.
The Meg did us all a favor.
It did.
I think it was a couple of brewskis. They tossed back a couple of Shanghais, and they were like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, what are we doing?
The Great Wall wanted to be serious and real.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was the Great Wall is actually worse than the Meg.
Oh, so much.
Will there be a Meg 2?
I think there should be.
Okay, good.
But this time, just go full force on the corniness and just make it rated R and give me more gore. I want to see more Meg teeth. I want to see a Meg with an overbite. Yes,
sir. I have a question. Was there anything besides the Meg that came out of this other whole new world?
Well, yes, but we don't want to give that away.
A new love affair.
You're asking.
Any Krakens?
I'm here with
no Krakens, but there was a giant squid. There was a giant squid. Yeah, right. That was pretty cool to watch. That was actually the first monster that we were introduced to was a giant squid.
Oh.
And by the way, this Meg can eat anything.
Submarines?
Yes. There's nothing that can stop the Meg.
Well, he's lactose intolerant, though. Like, yeah, we got to remember that.
So no cows.
No cows.
So is this movie like a Sharknado kind of thing?
It's better than Sharknado.
It had a plausible storyline, and they were trying to sell you that, and I think that's where they kind of messed up. That's my entire assessment of this movie. Like, it could have been completely ridiculous and just went full force, but at the beginning, the first like 40 minutes, you know, we were waiting for the action to pop off, and it's because they were trying to give you a storyline. They wanted to really build it up, and if it would have went full Sharknado with the shamelessness, then we would just call it a ridiculous fun movie. But I think it just tried to do a balancing act. So I hope that the Meg 2 just goes full force with the corniness.
The thing is, the shark is very scary. When you are watching the IMAX and you see this 75-foot shark coming right at you, and there's moments where this thing is chomping like literally 1 foot away from Jason Statham's face over and over. You're just like, oh my God.
How's he getting away?
Because
he's badass.
It's five layers of teeth. Five.
Yeah.
Five rows
of teeth. It's like my prom day.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Oh, man, that's great.
He's trying to rescue someone. But
are they in the thing's mouth?
No, they're right next to his mouth. And the thing is chomp, 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 chomp. And all you see is teeth and just this.
That's it.
Oh, man, it's so.
Hold on. Didn't you go to school here?
Yeah, I went to school.
Some chick just went, hey.
Hey, wait a minute. Nobody will ever know. I said five layers of teeth like my prom date. And then he started cracking up.
I don't want to give away too much, but they have a rope around.
Could you? Oh, is that how he's not getting them?
Yeah, yeah.
They got a rope around him?
Yeah.
They went to Home Depot and bought 75 feet worth of rope. Figured it out.
Is it possible that you could get Pat? Like, he's so huge. Could you get right past the teeth and be inside him?
No. He's huge and he's fast.
But oh, couldn't man. You?
No, the teeth are so, there's so many teeth. There's so many teeth.
And it gets smaller towards
and
the back?
There's just no space to get through it, you know? But once you get into the mouth, then I suppose you could probably
That's
just like
saying.
Swim around.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you could just shoot back there, then you'd be able to, like,
he's swishing you around
then
in his mouth.
Get his heart.
That you know? And that was the idea.
You're saying,
I don't want to give away too much.
Go through the mouth right to the heart. That's tough.
I mean, just asking.
It's a
if it
bad
was
idea, Sarah.
I'm just wondering. And
he's able to turn on a dime. You got to see this thing like move in the ocean. He's able to make these 90-degree turns.
That's
just
amazing.
Like
he's an amazing animal.
He is.
Yeah, sounds great.
Sum it all up. Let me just say this: the Meg.
I don't know. I'm mad that they killed him.
Right?
Oh, you gave
him
away.
Oh!
He doesn't die. That's not true.
He doesn't die.
I'm not really very close to the dump button.
Oh my God! Just stand up.
It's too late.
He doesn't die. Sum it all up. Let me just say this: the Meg is terrible,
right.
But the shark on IMAX is actually amazing.
Yes.
It's overwhelming. So if you see this movie, go see it in IMAX because then you'll actually get your money's worth. But everything else is terrible. The dialogue is so bad that it actually takes away from the awesome action. And you can't buy into any of the crap that they're showing. I'm going to give it two Persian rugs.
Two Persians. I'm going to tell you this much. It was a corny movie. It was laughable. Some of the lines were laughable. But the fact that, you know, the CGI was incredible, obviously. The action scenes were really well thought out. And they were entertaining. They really were. So once this movie committed to what it actually is, which is just a cheeseball movie, I had a lot of fun. So for that reason, I'm going to give it 3.5 pinatas.
What?
Full of
the heck are you talking
full
about?
Full of giant shark teeth.
All right.
Just jingling around.
Just so you know, it has 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, that's, you know.
It's not bad.
Damn. That's pretty indicative of what we got going on right
That's
here.
Pretty, thank you. Thank you kindly.
All right. All
good
right.
times.
Wow, I feel exhausted after that. You laughed so much.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. It was the Meg. That was the Meg of all movie reviews.
You can follow Rudy at It's Rudy Ortiz.
Yes.
Oh, when's your shows?
And I'm actually going to be at the Milk Bar tomorrow night in San Francisco.
Where's that?
That's in San Francisco over in the Hate. And I would love for you guys to come out to my my hometown of San Leandro, August 25th. I'm taping an hour special at the Englander in San Leandro. So
what?
I'm taping. It's gonna be a good time.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm gonna knock out. Just gonna knock out
what
a quick hour special. Yeah. Why not? You know, you got to do it, right? These are the things you got to do from time to time. You got to go out there and just put an hour's worth.
You're gonna
work
have
out
to
there.
Write a whole nother. Our material.
I'm gonna have. I'm definitely gonna have some new stuff, you know, and then I'll just throw some stuff in there that I've been kicking around for a while. But I think when you tape an hour, it's like you want to get all this stuff off your desk so you can kind of like retire it,
and then you'll come up with
and
a
then
whole
just
new,
move forward. Yeah. But yeah, August 25th at the Englander in San Leandro. I would love for all of you guys to come on out. Be a good time.
All right.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you guys.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
The Meg.
Incredible. Right.
All right. That was incredible.
The Meg.
We'll be right back.
Oh my God. The greatest thing you've ever heard. That's how that was.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Wow, the movies review was. Woo. We really did peak.
They were.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Until there at the end when they gave it away.
Yeah, there was that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. That's too bad. To be expected, right?
I said to Sarah
said
afterward,
exactly
I was like,
said.
You know, if you're listening to their reviews, you got to be doing it at your own risk. By now, if you don't know, what can we say?
Well, now you do know.
Right.
Next stop, Meg's on a plane.
So listen, my main concern today
is your garden.
No.
Your sons, where are you eating lunch?
Big Brother.
Oh!
Are we going to get to watch it tonight or not?
CW people are saying.
I did hear that, so I'm going to have to look and see because I might take a special nap so I can stay up to watch it.
Special nap. And how does a special nap go?
Well, it's a specific nap, special, so that I can stay up later and watch
gold
a
sheets.
Show. Yes, my golden sheets. It's silver trim.
Yeah.
And, the, you know,
well, we did hear
petals.
Earlier, Yuzette's special nap involves all the clothes have to be off. All
mm-hmm,
of them.
Do that. Mm.
And then
and
the dog has
to
sleep
be...
on her.
Yep. Yeah.
No. In between your legs.
Yeah, because she looks out the window.
Right.
So when you say between your legs, you're like crushing her? Or is
no,
she,
no,
like
no,
your
like
legs
I'm,
are one's up, one's down, and she's in between.
Like I'm just, you know, laying forward,
yes.
down, and then she...
Oh, lays like
on
top your lap,
of my legs.
Basically.
Yeah, on my lap. Thank you.
Got it.
Your lap.
In between my legs, my lap.
You lay
so
on your back
different.
To sleep?
There's two completely different pictures happening.
You picture yeah. whatever you want.
Oh. I didn't want to picture the dog like that.
I don't
want to
picture the dog between your legs at all.
God. No.
Anyway.
On my lap.
Yeah. So this was really fun today, and it's going to be
weird.
Even more fun tomorrow when it's Friday.
It's Saturday.
Go Niners.
Oh. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.